Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy. Welcome back dito po sa Healthy Pinoy, at ngayong araw naman sa episode na ito ating pag-uusapan ng isang napakahalagang topic, no, para sa mga kababaihan. At syempre para pag-usapan nito, muli nating makakasama si Dr. Angelica Lugarte Scott. Magandang araw sa iyo, Doc.
Magandang araw, Claudette, at magandang araw sa lahat ng ating mga listeners ngayon.
Thank you po sa inyong oras, Doc. Syempre mahalaga na alam natin yung mga issue ng mga kababaihan pagdating sa kanilang mga kalusugan, no. So, ano po ba ang menopause? And kung pwede po natin siyang maihalintulad o ma-differentiate sa perimenopause, ano po yung pagkakaiba nila?
Claudette, yung menopause, ito yung tinatawag natin the final stage of menstrual period. So by definition, menopause is diagnosed if the woman or has stopped the period for the last 12 months. Sa edad na ito, ito yung end of ovulation, and also the body stops producing eggs. And because of this, yung hormones natin will significantly drop. Ang average age ng menopause is about 50 to 51 years old. But it can also occur at an earlier age. So that is defined as early menopause. So merong three stages yung menopause, Claudette. So one is yung perimenopause, yung menopause, at yung postmenopausal period. So yung menopause, it can happen naturally, but sometimes it can also occur due to unnatural methods, such as yung, for example, nag-undergo ng operation, which involves hysterectomy and removal of ovaries, and also for certain women who had underwent yung cancer treatment. So nangyayari is na ang body nila is nagme-menopause at an earlier stage. So yun namang tanong mo about perimenopause, yun yung stage prior to menopause. So the age can vary depending on several factors such as genetics. Ang average years is about 4 to 6 years prior to menopause. And this is the stage wherein your body is running out of eggs.
At what age, Doc, usually yung mga kababaihan kakaranas ng perimenopause?
Malaking factor ang family. So yung, for example, yung genetics, like for example, yung mother niya had an early menopause, so sometimes it follows as well na they have that particular pattern na either 45 ba or 46, or meron namang iba na nag-late nagme-menopause. So it usually follows genetic pattern. Pero siguro mostly, kasi when you think about it, ang average age ng menopause is 51 to 52 years old. So maybe when you think about it, 4 to 6 years prior to that, then mga 45, starts of 45, nakakaranas na ang iba, not saying lahat, pero ang iba nakakaranas na yung mga perimenopausal symptoms.
Leading me to my next question, Doc. Let's talk about the symptoms naman, signs and symptoms ng menopause.
Yes. So it's very important to know the signs and symptoms, kasi nga maraming iba na hindi alam yung mga signs and symptoms ng menopause or perimenopausal. So ang pinaka-common talaga is yung hot flushes, o yung palagi silang mainit ang pakiramdam. Kasama na dito yung night sweats, palpitations or racing of the heart. Also yung feeling nila, yung bloated palagi ang feeling. Another one is yung fornications, or yung feeling na may ant crawling on their skin. Oo, at saka body aches, yung pananakit ng katawan at mga joint pains, that's part of the menopause as well. Also, it's very common yung migraine or headaches. Punta naman tayo sa mga gynecological symptoms. So, usually in the perimenopausal stage, meron silang heavy period, yung all over the place yung period nila. Minsan associated with clots and painful period. Meron namang iba na yung period nila is becoming lighter and lighter, or no period. Doon naman tayo sa mga urinary symptoms. So it's very common to get incontinence, or yung mga tao hindi makahold sa urine nila or weakness of pelvic floor, which causes leakage of urine when they, for example, run or laugh. Common din to have vaginal dryness.
Mm-mm.
At saka yung loss of libido, very common. Doon naman sa psychological symptoms, this is a big one kasi very common to. So they experience depression, anxiety, mood swings, memory loss, and insomnia. So it's really important, Claudette, that women are aware that these are the symptoms that can happen during that period. Meron namang iba na they undergo menopause happily, walang mga symptoms or very minimal ang symptoms. But there are those women as well who underwent menopause na very severe yung symptoms.
Doc, yung mga na-mention mong symptoms, they're also like symptoms of other health issues. So, paano ka ba madadiagnose?
It's very important din na kumagang yung symptoms mo and it fits well yung pag-end ng period mo or fits well when you're perimenopausal stage, then it might be menopause, but it's really important you speak to your doctor because there are other tests that can be done, you know?
Mm.
Like, for example, itong mga hot flushes and night sweat, it can be related to thyroid as well. So it's important to do blood test, you know, to make sure na wala namang other cause, walang underlying symptoms or other underlying reasons na why you're feeling this way. Yeah, so it's very important to rule that out. Other endocrinological conditions can also present as this. So it's very important na ma-rule out yun.
Do we have treatment and management for menopause, Doc?
Oo. So for example, na-assess ka na maigi, na-find out na talaga na yes, you are perimenopausal or menopausal. So marami namang management. Again, in terms of the management and Claudette, it's very personal and specific to each individual, okay? Kasi nga, everyone is different, yeah? So, ang management talaga is focused on assessing yung risks and consequences of estrogen deficiency. Kasi pag deficient na tayo sa estrogen, it can significantly cause like cardiovascular disease, yung osteoporosis, at yung fractures. So, ang management is parang holistic talaga siya. Hindi lang sa symptoms, but also you look at other possibilities that can happen to the individual years after menopausal. So, merong options. Merong hormonal at merong rin mga non-hormonal options. So, yung mga hormone replacement therapy, if the woman don't have any contraindications to it, then that can be an option. Obviously, bago mag-start ng HRT or hormonal replacement therapy, thorough assessment is done talaga by the doctor. Meron rin yung mga women who are having heavy bleeding and associated with clots and period pains. So they can have yung tinatawag nating Mirena. So yung Mirena is a form of a hormonal IUD that we put sa uterus to help with the heavy bleeding. Meron ring mga natural therapies in terms of managing menopausal symptoms. Pero yung evidence doon sa hormonal therapy, yung natural therapies, it's still limited. But some women, halata ko dito sa Australia, mostly sa mga women, they are a bit conservative in terms of management of menopausal symptoms. Mostly sa kanila, they go for natural or they treat it naturally. Meron ding options for that about yung mga mood changes, like depression, anxiety. Sometimes they can be treated or they can have SSRIs or yung mga antidepressants. Again, it's very individual yung assessment yon. It depends on the patient and after thorough assessment.
Doc, thank you for the tips. Finally, Doc, mensahe mo po sa mga kababaihan tungkol sa kanilang overall health.
Again, it's very important to maintain a healthy lifestyle. So it's very important to do exercise, maintain a healthy diet, and maintain your muscle mass talaga and stay active. Kasi one of the signs of menopause rin is we lose muscle mass. So it's very important to maintain that by doing aerobic exercise or doing exercises to maintain our health. And also yung bone health natin, very important. So exercises again and healthy diet is very important.
Yan, very helpful tips mula kay Dr. Angelica Lugarte Scott. Maraming salamat, Doc.
Thank you and my pleasure.
At laging tandaan na ang ating kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Claudette Centeno. Healthy Pinoy.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.